Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. And you know what we talk about here? No, that's a no-brainer. Hypnosis Etc. If you're watching this video anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because on CalBanyan.com, these videos, well, in addition to having like over 350 more programs like this right there on the site that you can access, you know what? There's text, additional information, links, and graphics that just make all these videos a lot more valuable for you. All right, and as you know, I'm one of the luckiest guys in the world, at least in the world of hypnotism, and because I have dedicated co-hosts that come on, they drive in just to work for free to help you to do better in the profession. Now, guess what? Again, I have Brenda Titus. Brenda Titus is a talented hypnotist. She is among the top 1% hypnotists in the world. She is a 5-pather, a 7-path teacher. She started off as kind of a regular kind of talk therapist with a bachelor's degree in sociology, a master's degree in criminology, working at, most recently before she came here, Rape Crisis Center. You know, she's tough. And you know what? The best hypnotists, they're tough. They care about people, but you know what? They're tough. You should have heard last podcast where she was talking about setting boundaries with clients right from the start on the phone. Hey, how you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you. I'm glad to be here today. I always love as we go through our introductions. And let me tell you all about Cal. So Cal is the head of the Banyan Hypnosis Center, the co-head. Of course, I have to remember that Maureen is a very important part of this center as well. But Cal is the instructor here, teaching everybody about 5-path hypnosis, the technique that he developed quite a few years ago. It's very much a transformational process that really helps bring a client in, help them address what's going on, understand the root cause of what is leading them to act the way that they are or hold back sometimes, which we're going to be talking about a bit today, from doing the things they really want to do so that they can be as happy and successful and productive in their lives. So Cal developed this great system that I have learned here and utilize with all of my clients. And it's a great place to come and learn from the developer of 5-path as well as 7-path self-hypnosis. And so I'm very pleased to be here with Cal at the Banyan Hypnosis Center.
Thank you very much, Brenda. Hey, if you guys are in the area and you want sessions, sometimes people ask me, Cal, do you still do sessions? Of course I do. I'm a hypnotherapist, and really hypnotist professionals, we should be doing sessions. And for the foreseeable future, yes, I see clients. Brenda sees clients. You want to come in, you want to see Brenda, or you want to see me, give us a call. But if you talk to Brenda, she'll be setting limits right away, because you got to listen to the last podcast. It was great. Anyway, hey, before we get rolling with today's topic, I want to just say, you want to get started in the profession, or you want to take yourself to the next level in the profession, a new level of confidence and competence and business success? Well, come and be in our 10-day course, the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course. The next one is January 27th, and that goes through February 7th. And to check all of our class schedules, just go to calbanyan.com. It's right here on the site. And also, we have the Week of Power, our advanced course, for those folks who are already in the profession, already know how to hypnotize, and already seeing clients, or they've been through at least through a certification course, and that is going to be May 4th through May 10th, and also see at the Solid Gold Weekend in Las Vegas. That's coming up. There it is, Las Vegas, February 15th through 16th. I'll be speaking, I'll be wandering around, I'll be answering questions even when I'm not on the stage. And there's also other great hypnosis professionals, the very best of the best from previous National Guild of Hypnotists conventions. I think Celeste is going to be emceeing it again. It's just great. Let's party. Let's hypno party. All right. What's we talking about today, Brenda?
All right. Well, today, you know, the last couple of podcasts, we've been talking about getting your practice up and running right after training. We've been talking about setting boundaries with those callers. And today we are going to talk about actually some advanced work with your clients specifically on setting goals with them. So obviously, you know, your client comes in and they've called you and they've said, well, I have this issue that I'm working on. And whether it is weight loss or whether it is, I see a lot of people and literally they're coming to me because they are dealing with confidence issues, self-esteem issues, overcoming their past. And recently I realized, wow, I don't really feel like we're making as much progress as maybe I would as I would like to. And so as Cal and I were talking, I really realized that I want to be sure that I'm getting down to the client, not what the issue is, but what is their goal? What's it going to look like? What is their success going to look like? So we wanted to talk about that a little bit today because, you know, like I was telling Cal earlier, I'll have a great session. The client will do excellent work, you know, in session. I'll even do some age progression, take them into the future in a, you know, pre-vivify and experience. They'll do really well, but then they'll, in between, not really quite see everything through. So I wanted to talk today about setting goals with our clients. So what would you like to add, Cal?
You know, this is so important. I think, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, I think is the book where he says, begin with the end in mind. You see, that's what professionals do. Designers have an end in mind. Engineers have an end in mind. Teachers have an end in mind. Lawyers have an end in mind. Doctors have an end in mind. And when you work with a client, sometimes they come in with a shopping list. And that's what I call it when they say, well, I want this, 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 and this. And I'll say, great, we can help you with all of that. But it works best if we start with just one thing. And they might say, well, I wouldn't even know where to start. And I go, I do. What's the one thing that when we're successful with that one thing, it would have the most positive effect on your life? Why would we start anywhere else? And this is the difference between you knowing how effective your work is and your client knowing how effective your work is. So with that in mind, begin, Brenda.
And, you know, like I said, actually, even as I was dealing with this issue recently, realizing, oh, am I being as effective as I would like to be? It had come up as well in one of our Yahoo groups. Celeste had even put forward that question, and she had said very much the same thing. She was doing her age progression, client doing everything that, you know, feeling good about her age progression, carrying through and all of that. So the first thing that I actually wanted to talk about is the value of sitting down with your client on day one, and I give everybody what's called a benefits form. And on that form is kind of where Cal started talking about that laundry list, because it is kind of a, you know, list seven ways that this will benefit your life. One of the things that I recognize I want to really follow up with my clients is what does that look like? What does, you know, because obviously there are some that are obvious. I'm going to stop smoking. Okay, great. What that benefit's going to look like is you're not going to smoke. Or maybe people, their benefit is, or their goal is losing weight. With confidence, we really need to stop and really examine, well, what exactly does that mean to you? And Cal is always so great with me about saying, you know, words are important. You know, having a goal, being clear in your intent. Because then if we can sit down and talk to the client about, you know, when you say you'll have better confidence, and I get that, you know, all the time. And for a long time, I just kind of gone, well, great, you'll feel so much better about yourself. You can do anything you put your mind to. But realizing how important that is to say, but by the way, what are some things that you want to do with that confidence? So that then when it comes time in my session to do some age progression, we can do some practice with that. So what do you think about that, Cal?
as I'm listening to you, I'm writing down notes over here, that's why I'm looking. And so as we're moving along in the sessions, either session two or three, we've usually really started seeing some results. And I like to say, hey, let me review what you're working on here. Let's review our goal. Because as we review the goal and we can show them that they are making progress, if they haven't completely attained the goal yet, it helps them to have confidence in what you're doing and it improves their expectation of success. It also, by the way, it helps with referrals because they're confident that what they're doing is working. And secondly, as we are, We review the goal to confirm attainment, if that's what's happening, or sometimes as we review the goal, they want to adjust the goal. They say, when I first came in, I thought I wanted this, but now, as they start doing things like age regression and this other insight work, they go, what I thought was important to me and the reason I thought I was coming in is not really what I want now. And I say, perfect. Before we begin this session, let's figure out where we want to go. So goals are not written in stone. They are like sometimes goals are intermediate to what they're trying to accomplish in the long term. So make sure your goals are explicit, be willing to review them, and adjust as necessary. I hope I'm not getting you off track, Brenda.
No, I was looking exactly for that because, like I said, as I was having my aha moment about realizing that that my sessions could be more effective, my outcomes could be more effective, these are all very much the things that I was thinking. Now, Cal, I want to ask you a question that has to do with age progression in particular when it comes to this issue. So I usually try to be sly with my clients and I'll say something to the effect of, so tell me about some things that are coming up in your future, coming up in the next week or so that where you can put this in practice. And then that's what I'll try to throw in as part of our age progression. Do you have any tips for all of us out there on great ways to really get that information from our clients?
Now, we've brought up this topic of age progression. Can you kind of give them a little thumbnail sketch of what we mean by age progression?
Yeah, so with age progression, a lot of our work, especially as Five Pathers, is we're going back in time. We're figuring out what the cause was of the issue, the problem, helping the client understand it through new eyes or through the eyes of somebody who's experienced it and understands the lessons. Then, and I even will make this transition where I'll say, now, sometimes I will say, okay, we've taken care of that past and now, we really want to see you make these changes in the future because you can overcome this. And I'll say, so now as I count from 1 to 3, we're going to go into a time in the future. But I will set up for them, to pre-vivify the change, whether it's pre-vivifying where in the past they had a difficult friend and that person would upset them and cause them to eat, I'll take them into the future, have them be with that friend and realize that they are strong and confident and that person doesn't impact them the way that they used to. So we want to, by pre-vivifying, it's almost like they're carrying out their goals in their hypnosis session, but I want to be sure it really sticks by giving them real examples of things that are coming in their life for them to pre-vivify so that they can, when they actually have that experience, realize, oh my gosh, I really am doing what I said I was going to do and I feel great.
Right, and I think that Five Pathers tend to emphasize age progression work a lot more than anyone else. We're finally getting into the consciousness of our profession that age regression is huge and valuable and we can learn to do it right. Now we're working to get into the psyche of the profession. Wow, age progression is huge, and you can learn to do it. And some of the things that are great about age progression work is that, so let's, you've done the age regression work, right? And you've found the cause of the problem, you neutralized it, and you've gone through the SSCs reinforcing it, and you know what, how they've changed because now they know this, and because now they feel that you can measure that shift. And then we're going to say, okay, in a moment, count from 1 to 3. When I get to 3, we're going into your probable future where you can experience this change. Why do we want them to experience this change? Because that which the mind believes to be true or experiences, even in an imagined state, much less a pre-vivified state, it cannot tell the difference between a vividly imagined. The subconscious mind cannot tell the difference between a vividly imagined or hallucinated event than from a real event. It gets stored in there, and it has an effect on future behavior and future expectations. So, and anticipations. So go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there. Now, I don't spend a lot of time figuring out what those events are ahead of time. I know that my client has come in to see me because they're anticipating certain events coming up. For example, if they came in for fear of public speaking, they're doing it now as opposed to another time because there's an event or two or three coming up where they anticipate having to do that. Or there's a vacation in Hawaii coming up and they want to lose 10 pounds. That's why they want to do that. So I don't spend any time really setting up ahead of time. But if I decided to do that, I could look at their benefits form. You know, I want to stop smoking because, and they talk about situations in which they would benefit. I'd be able to go to a restaurant and not have to sit in the smoking section. I would not have to worry about smelling like cigarettes when I go see my mom or a date or something like that. Or I like taking my breaks and not having to go stand in the snow outside with the other smokers. So the benefits form is one place that I would go to get events if I wanted to have them in my head ahead of time. The other one is I'd ask the client in the pre-hypnosis interview, why now? Why now? I mean, you've had this problem. See, hypnotists, we're not the first person people go to work on the issue. They've typically tried reading about it, studying about it, seeing a counselor, seeing a priest, all these different things, and you're kind of like the last person they can think of to see to help with the problem. And so I will ask the client, why now? Why is it now that you're coming in to work on this fear or this behavior, whatever it is? And they'll start talking about expected upcoming events. And so I could note those down. And once I have them down, then I could use them after the age regression in the age progression work. Does that help?
That definitely helps quite a bit. And, you know, like I said, I realized that I often got into that tricky, and I do often ask why now. I will often take advantage of, well, what do I know is going on, you know, and I think revisiting with a client as their lives are changing through the progress of our sessions, realizing different things may occur to them as new goals or things that are coming up. You know, sometimes I have people who come for confidence issues, and I actually just had this in the last week or so. Someone was seeing me just for general confidence issues, and then she said, oh, well, you know what, then this certain thing happened at work. And so then I did spend some time specifically then doing pre-vivification specifically with her in the future at work so that she could then immediately test that out. And then she did really well. So I appreciate all that because I think, you know, like I said, you know, so many times people will come and it can be a little murky exactly what their goal is, and really identifying their goal, being very clear with them about what that looks like so that they can have clear intent, you can have clear intent so that you can guide them effectively. And then ultimately, and Kel and I the word came up earlier, so they can manifest their goals. They can actually put it out into the real world, because in the end, that's going to be what's going to make them successful and happy about all of the work that they've done with you, so that they can, you know, continue with their lives feeling great and even tell other people about the great work that you did with them. And I wanted to add that actually during this time of year, as this is airing for the first time, it'll be in November, but I actually spend a lot of time in September, October, November, December. As part of my age progression, I'll often do an age progression at New Year's, so that they'll have already had some time where they'll, you know, have finished their sessions with me. They'll have started seeing change in their life, and I'll kind of say to them, you know, you're looking back at the year that has passed or ahead with the goals that you have towards the future. So I wanted to add that as a tip as well. I love working at this time of year, is that looking at the end, you know, releasing things from the current year and leaving them behind, and having my clients really pre-vivify releasing those things and letting them go into the past through their age progression, or looking ahead at the year, you know, the coming year, and having that excitement so that they can really build that and feel it within themselves. And so I just wanted to share that too as kind of a neat thing that you can do during the next coming weeks.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's two things. Let's just wrap this up. We're running out of time. I know every topic, we could talk for like an hour and a half. We could just go on and on. But, you know, one of the things that I'm thinking about as you're talking about this is, I never wanted to be the lone hypnotist. And there's a lot of lone hypnotists out there. You know, well, we just did a class, and out of all the people in the class, only two were from California. And as Brenda mentioned in a previous podcast, two of the people in the class were from other countries. And, you know, a lot of these people, they go back to where they came from, and they're the lone hypnotist. And by having these podcasts, we're with you. Brenda, Celeste, Meredith, Elron, we're with you on this path of hypnotism. And we also welcome you to our hypnospace.com, where we have our groups there to just reach out and be a community, so that you have other hypnosis professionals to bounce ideas off of and to ask questions of, and so on like that. So Brenda, is there anything else you want to say on the topic to wrap it up?
No, I think I really appreciate this. Actually, we always say that when we teach, we learn. And as we prepare, as I was preparing this topic over the last couple weeks and really thinking about it, I was able to learn. So I hope that it was able to help new people, as well as people who are rather experienced in the field, be able to advance their practice and be more successful with your clients and with your own goals in life. So I want to thank you all for joining us today. Have a great week. I can be reached at Brenda at OC Hypnotherapy. I'm also on Facebook at OC Hypnotherapy and Healing Path Hypnosis. I sometimes put you know, things that make you feel good or testimonials and things like that, just kind of staying in contact over there too. So please leave us comments or feedback, or if there's other things that this inspired you to think about, or maybe you practiced, leave it down as a comment under the video here, or on the Hypnosis Etc. Facebook page. And have a great week, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you very much, Brenda. I'm so excited just to be sending this out to all of you, and, you know, maybe making you think about things you haven't thought about before. And as Brenda was talking about, you know, we're all learning, and nobody knows everything there is to know about seeing clients and helping them with hypnosis. So please continue to watch these videos. Share them with hypno friends. If you're a member of the NGH and you're a member like of an NGH chapter, hey, you haven't got a speaker, play my video and then talk about what I talked about, or myself and a co-host talked about during this time. We really can lift this profession together. When we help hypnotists, we help everybody that they help. So let's continue to do the very best we can to raise this profession by helping one another. We really do great things together. All right, this is Cal Banyan. Remember to check out hypnosis.org, and gosh, see you next week. Signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.